Mighty good. The psalmist said, go ahead, sis. Me too. Amen. Amen. Woo. I'm going to take her hunting with me. Won't even need a flashlight to find my deer stand. She just glows, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Todd. I enjoyed that good singing this morning. I love that song. The psalmist said, come, let us magnify his name together. Go ahead, right quick, sis. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless your heart, sis. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. Thank God for good results. Go ahead, sis. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. Right. Amen. What a blessing. 5 years ago, we did a skit on Halloween, and Brother BJ and their oldest daughter came, and I think they both got saved that night. Is that right, BJ? And boy, the Lord's certainly used them since then. I praise God for that. John chapter number 20 tonight, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John chapter number 20. This morning. I've had an abscess tooth for the last 2 days. I don't know if I'm going or coming. I called the dentist, and I got to give a little disclaimer before I preach today. I called the dentist, and they were closed on Friday. They called me in a prescription of an antibiotic and a mild pain pill. And I don't take pain pills very often, so I'm just going to say this. I take no responsibility for what I might say this morning. Amen. So turn with me tonight to John chapter number 20. And we'll look at a few verses of Scripture, okay? But anyway, you pray for us that God will help us. Before Sister Amanda testified, I said the Bible said, come, let us exalt his name together. The Lord said if he'd be lifted up, he'd draw all men unto himself. Amen? And I believe our job is to magnify the Lord. You know what we're supposed to do? This ain't got nothing to do with the sermon this morning. We're supposed to make him look good. You understand that? Let me say that again. In church, we're supposed to make the Lord look good. We're supposed to make him desirable to others. Have you ever been in the church where they all just sit like this? Well, that looks like fun, don't it? Hey, man, I just soon watch a soap opera. Y'all all right? I said we're supposed to make him look desirable. I want poor old sinners to come in, sit on the pew, and go, man, I don't know what they're having so much fun about, but it sure looks fun. Amen? Amen. Shouting and praising is just not for the ball field. It's for the church house. Amen? Hallelujah. Brother Charles said a while ago, did I tell y'all John chapter number 20? Brother Charles said he's teaching on worship. He's teaching on worship. What is real worship? Can I just give you a little Sunday school lesson right quick? Hadn't done this in years. We used to do it all the time. Stick your right hand right out in front of you. Now I want you to imagine every burden, every trial, and every trouble in your life, and close it up in that right hand. Stick your left hand out there. I want you to imagine every sin and every weight which the Bible said does so easily beset us. Everything that's standing in between you and God this morning. Close it up. I'm going to show you what real worship is. Y'all with me? Let it go. Praise is shown in the act of an open, outstretched hand. This is not praise. That's what you do at a rock concert. Praise is letting go. You can't praise God till you let go of everything else. Amen? So we have met to worship Him. I hope you'll use that in your life every now and then. Just imagine, put that stuff in there and let it go. Amen? John chapter number 21, preached from this scripture many times, or chapter 20, I'm sorry. And this morning, we could maybe look at it from a little different angle. In John chapter number 20, I want us to look at verse number 19, and we're going to read this story about Thomas. Thomas was the man who missed church. How many of you know who Thomas was? He is one of the disciples. He's known throughout Christianity as Doubting Thomas. I wonder how many of us came in with some doubt this morning. Have you ever had God step in the middle of your doubt and mess it all up? Man, just when you thought there's no way this thing can come to pass, there's no way this situation could get better, there's no hope for this or there's no hope for that, and your mind and your heart's just full of doubt, and then Jesus steps right in the middle of that thing and upsets your apple cart and says, now what you gonna doubt? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad he can step in to a cancerous situation and take away the doubt of even the doctors. Amen. I'm glad he can step into a financial situation and take away the doubt of a family that's in need. I'm glad he can step into a relationship situation between a husband and wife where they think there is no hope and take away that doubt. Amen. Several couples in our church came here on their last leg in their marriage. Their last ditch effort was, we've tried everything else. Let's go to church one Sunday and see what happens. Amen. Lord, just try the Lord and see that He is good. Amen. Verse number 19. The Bible said, let me find some glasses. The Bible said, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, watch this, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be still. Now you got to understand the scenario and what has happened. Jesus has already been crucified. Jesus has given up the ghost. He's died. He's been placed in a borrowed tomb. He has risen again. They've heard the news of it, but they have not seen Him. You ever heard the old saying, seeing is believing? Yeah. I won't believe it unless I see it. Yes. That's this kind of situation right here. So here he just shows up, pops up out of nowhere in the middle of them. Didn't come in the door, he just poof, there he was. Verse number 20, the Bible said, when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad. I bet they were when they saw the Lord. I'll be glad when I see him too, won't you? Yeah. And then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. I will not believe. Thomas put a condition on whether or not he would accept that Christ has risen from the grave. Can I just say to you this morning, I don't think Jesus was in the room in body, but I think he was in the room in spirit. I believe he heard every word that Thomas said. Amen. You'll see by the Lord's response. Hey, don't think the Lord don't hear what you think to yourself. Don't, the Bible said the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. I don't think you have a thought that escapes the Lord. Amen. Thomas said, unless I see him, put my finger in the nail prints, thrust my hand in his side. He said, I will not believe. He said, you cannot convince me. That's what he said. Let's see, where did I get to? Verse number 26. And the Bible said, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, watch this. How do I know he heard him? Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Amen. How about that? Amen. Thomas said, unless I thrust, the Lord used the exact same words that Thomas used. He said, unless I thrust my hand in his side, he said, I will not believe. So Jesus shows up and says, he didn't say, Thomas, what's it going to take for you to believe? He said, here, touch the nail prints here. And by the way, go ahead, thrust your hand into my side. Amen. Amen. I believe Thomas changed his mind, don't you? Now listen, let's don't be so hard on Thomas. I get sewed up in doubt all the time. Amen. I get shut down in doubt all the time. I look at situations, and sometimes situations that Brother Shane's been through and different ones, and I think, Lord, maybe this is too big for you. Amen. When the doctors told Ashley Hofford that the cancer was in her brain, in her throat, in her lungs, in her liver, I mean just all over. When they told her to go home and make video memories for her family, I had doubt in my heart. Why? Because I'm human. He said again, because I'm human and so are you. A lot of people want to get down on Thomas right here. Hey, the only reason the other disciples believed was they seen him too. He did the same. He offered the same thing to them that he offered to Thomas. They said, come here, touch the nail prints, see my side. He said, it's me. Amen. He had to convince them just like he convinced Thomas. So sometimes the Lord has to move in such a way in our life that we need convincing. Amen. Do you ever need convincing? Amen. Have you ever just prayed and said, God, if you're real, show me a sign? Have you ever prayed stuff like that? Come on, it doesn't hurt to be honest in church. Come on, God, really, if this is really the way it's supposed to be, God, show me something to let me know. You know what it is? We have faith, but not enough faith in that we don't want some proof from now and again. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And you know what God does? He supplies that proof over and over and over and over again. Just like with Ashley. Everybody doubted. Make memories for your family. They were so convinced she was going to die, she had more trouble getting off the morphine than she did getting over the cancer. Amen. Why? They didn't care if she got hooked on morphine. She's dying. Amen. So just keep her comfortable. Amen. Nobody ever perceived that she was going to come through this thing. Nobody ever got the, even had the clue, as far as the doctors go, that God was going to take the cancer away. And I believe God just likes to step back every now and then and say, see? See? The disciples in the greatest storm of their life in Mark chapter number 4. Jesus was asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And the Bible said he arose and rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea and said, peace be still. Isn't that amazing? Why did he calm that storm? He caused it. But he calmed it to prove himself to them. The story ended differently than it began. It began with, Master, carest thou not? But it ended with, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the seas obey him? What I'm saying is, don't be so hard on yourself when you doubt. Don't be so hard on Thomas because he doubted. Because we've got human nature, and Jesus understands who and what we are. Amen. I think it's in those times of doubt that he likes to show up and show out and cause you, like the disciples, to go, wow, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Amen. Amen. I like those wonderment moments with the Lord when you just stand back and scratch your head and say, this had to be God. Amen. Sister Lisa was telling my wife last night, she was telling about a horrible accident she's in, and she's made a statement, I think, because she said something to the effect, if anybody don't believe in miracles, they can just look at me. My son sings a song, "If you don't believe in miracles, my friend, maybe you should just take a look at me again."
Yeah, amen.
Amen. I stand before you this morning, a walking, talking, breathing miracle. Amen. I am a trophy of God's grace. By society's standards, I would have wound up in jail or in hell or out on bail. But thank God for the grace of God when He stepped into my life and shook away everybody else's doubt and saved a poor old sinner like me.
Amen.
Amen. So God had never done any miracles in my life, are you saved? That's better than being healed of cancer. Being healed of cancer says I can live here a little longer. But being healed of the curse of sin means I can live in eternity forever. Hallelujah. Glad I served that miracle-working God. Thomas, who missed church. What did Thomas miss by being in church? You ever thought about that? Have you ever missed church? And as soon as you come back, somebody says, "Oh, brother." Or you talk to somebody on the phone and say, "How was church today?" "Oh, man, I can't even," you'd have just had to been there. And you hear this service, about this service that was so great and how God moved in such a great way. I got to get that CD. And you get the CD and you put it in on your way to work and you think, "I don't see what everybody was so stirred up about." It just don't come out on the CD like it does live. Amen. It's one of those you'd have had to been there kind of thing. It just can't be explained. You just don't ever know, especially here. You never know what you're going to miss by missing church at Happy Valley. Somebody say amen right there. I mean, man, we have the best time around here. I mean, one night we're in church. Brother Charles is up leading singing. Everything's going normal. All of a sudden I start hearing the music, the Superman. I thought, where in the world does that come from? Next thing I know, Brother Charles is leading singing, and he's answering his cell phone. "Hello?" Right in the middle. Man, that was classic. Amen? I mean, it's not all spiritual. Sometimes it's just fun. Amen. I'll never forget one day in church, my mother came over here and was talking to Katie and Chase them, and I just won't even tell you what happened. But, man, you'd have had to been there. Amen? Say amen, Chase. You say amen right there. I just never know what you're going to miss by being in church. Amen. Amen. Brother, we've had some services where God has done some great and mighty things.
Amen.
I'd hated to miss that. We've been in services where moms and dads got right with each other. We've been in services where teenagers got on the altar together and prayed and took care of their differences and got right with God. Hey, we've got to see that. We've been in services where little bus kids for months and months and months have said, "Pray for my mom and daddy. Pray for my mom and daddy. Pray for my mom and daddy." And we've got to see mom and daddy come walk the aisle and give their heart and their life to Jesus Christ. And we got to see that because we were here. Now, don't get me wrong. I love hearing about it, but I'd rather see it. Amen. I love hearing about God working, but I'd rather see God work. I'm telling you, man, it's fun. It's fun. If church is not fun to you, something's missing. There's a spiritual link there. I say this all the time, but I often wonder what the difference is in the service when somebody like Alyssa, who is just thankful for what God has done in her life, and she's standing up and she's just beside herself and she's bubbling over and about to bounce off the wall. And in the same service, I mean, we're all sitting here, we're hearing the same singing, we have the same Holy Spirit, but somebody's bubbling over and everybody else sitting there like this. With that what look on their face? What? What? What happened? What just happened? It got by you somehow. Amen? Amen. I want to get hooked up with that. I want to get under that spout where the joy and the glory comes out. Amen. Hey, bless God, if she gets a blessing, I want one too. Amen. I'm a spoiled brat. Mama buys Pam a candy bar, I want one just like it or bigger. Amen. I see somebody get happy in the Lord, I want one just like it or bigger. Amen. Hey, when somebody starts getting blessed and I ain't feeling it, I'm questioning, "God, what's the matter? Why come they got their happy on and I ain't?" Amen. I want mine too. I don't like going around with a sad countenance. Amen. I like to have the joy to fill my soul. Let me tell you what Thomas missed by not being in church that day. I'll tell you what he missed. In verse number 20, he missed the presence of the Lord. Amen. The Bible said that Christ stood in the midst of them. Look with me at verse number 19. He said, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst. You know what the Lord said? He said, where two or three are gathered, there I'll be in the midst of them. Amen. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I'll be in the midst of them. I like to be where the presence of the Lord is. You saw these people just come into the altar one by one this morning, and you wonder, what's going on with that? That must be the presence of the Lord. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen? Hey, if the Lord's presence is known in this place, there'll be a drawing inside your heart.
Yes, amen.
There'll be a drawing to repent of your sins if the presence of the Lord shows up.
Amen.
Do you know what? Every time God got around people, Old Testament and New, every time He got around people, they automatically felt guilty.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen? Go back to Isaiah, woe is me. What did Peter say? Woe is me. Amen. I mean, you get around the Lord and His holiness and His perfection, and you can't help but see your imperfection. When you get where the presence of the Lord is, you'll start to feel sorry for your sin. Amen. We don't see that much anymore. I mean, people crying over what they've done. Amen. You get where the presence of God is, and it'll deal with your heart. But you know what? There is a possibility. You can get so immune to the presence of God that you don't even know He's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. He showed up at another place and there's a crowd wist not that He was there. They didn't even know He was there.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, God can be in a place. Hey, to know He's there, you've got to be in tune with Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You've got to know His presence. Some people wouldn't know the Holy Ghost if He run them off the side of the road.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
I preached in churches. I get there to preach their revival meetings, and the pastor will say, preacher, pray. We hadn't seen anybody saved in 6 years. Don't tell me the Holy Ghost is in that place. Where the Holy Ghost is, there's birthing taking place. Amen? There's people being born again. Y'all all right? I want to be where the presence of God is. You say, well, y'all are just emotional. You base everything on a feeling. No, we don't. We base it on the truth of the Word of God. But thank God I can feel it when He's here.
Yeah.
Amen. How many of you know for a fact you can feel the presence of the Lord?
Amen, brother.
Just as sure as you can feel the presence of evil.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Let me just tell you, there's something I don't do. And I don't care if you do. It's between you and God. I don't watch scary movies. That demonic stuff. I don't watch that stuff. Hey, somebody in Hollywood is in tune with demonic spirits. They know too much. They know too much. Man, when people's heads start spinning around on their body and they start levitating off the floor, I'm out of here. That ain't none of me. That's the devil's playground. What I'm saying is you can feel an evil spirit, can't you? Amen. Y'all talk to me. You can feel an evil spirit.
That's right.
Just as sure as there's a Holy Spirit, there's an evil spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You ever got where there's just a bad crowd of people? I'm not talking about being judgmental. You just got a bad crowd of people, whether at the mall, the movies, or whatever, and it's all of a sudden this creepy feeling come over you. That's the presence of evil. And if you can feel the presence of evil, you can feel the presence of holiness and righteousness.
Yes, right.
Amen. You know what that holiness does? It makes you want to bow.
Amen.
Amen. It almost makes you want to hit your knees and cry holy. Amen. I'm glad I can feel the presence of God. Somebody say, how do you know the Lord's here? I feel Him.
Amen.
That's the time they start singing. Magnify Him. Oh, He likes that. I mean, that may be His favorite song. Amen. Oh, He likes those songs about your burdens. He likes those songs about your prayers being answered. He likes those. But His favorite, His top 10, they all magnify Him. They all lift Him up. I believe He likes it when Miss Stacy sings How Great Thou Art. I believe He sits in heaven and says, yes, I am. Hallelujah. Sing another verse of that. Hey, you got that right, sister. Amen. He enjoys it. And you know what He does? The Bible said that He inhabits our praise. When we begin to magnify God, He shows up. I believe it's something tangible. I don't mean to get spooky on you, but I believe it's something you can feel. And you can sense and know that He's there. If I couldn't feel the presence of the Lord where I went to church, I'd go somewhere else. Do you know why so many people are happy in a church where they cannot feel the presence of the Lord? That's exactly right. They don't have to feel guilty about nothing. They can live any way they want. Why? Because ain't nobody bothering them. Y'all okay? I'd just rather be where the presence of the Lord's at. Amen. Amen. If God ain't here, he can't do nothing. Y'all all right? Thomas missed the presence of the Lord. My goodness. He missed the power of the Lord. I believe there's power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. How about you? I believe the Lord is the most powerful thing. He has all power. He possesses all power. I don't believe there's anything He cannot do. Amen? Let me say it again. I don't believe there's anything He cannot do. Hey, verse number 19, the Bible said the doors were shut. So we want to put God in a box and bring Him down to our level. You've got to understand, God's nowhere near your level. He said even as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than yours. God don't even think like you. Amen. We see boundaries. God knows none. Amen. Amen? Amen? For us to get in the building, we've got to go through a door. Right? For Jesus to get in, He just comes in. Amen? Amen. What I'm saying, He steps outside of the natural. The natural can't walk through that wall. Amen. Let me say it again. That's 12 inches of concrete. The natural cannot walk through that wall. I don't care how big you are, CJ, give it a shot. I'd like to see it. You're not walking through that wall. But Jesus does it and doesn't make a dent in it.
That's right.
Amen? Why? Because God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I'm talking about the real, sure enough power of God. Thomas missed that. I don't want to miss the power of God. Hey, Paul said that the gospel was the power of God unto salvation. Amen? I like to see the power of God. When somebody gets saved, probably Brother Michael Powell come over here and stand in that balcony in just a few minutes. Does it every Sunday, right about the time we're dismissing. He'll stand up there and he'll hold up three fingers, or he'll hold up four fingers or two fingers. What he's telling me is how many got saved this morning. You know what that is? That's the power of God. Amen. If you're in a church where nobody's ever saved, that's because there's no power. Amen? You've got to have power to get anything done. It was the power of God that transformed you from darkness into light. Yes. Thank God for the power of God. Hey, the power of God is great in the healing of cancer.
Yeah.
I believe the 28th of this month, is it 28th? 28th of this month, Stephanie's little boy, we started praying for him when he was four, I believe, two. And they found the tumor on the stem of his brain. Dr. Boyston, the doctor at Children's Hospital, said that tumor is in a place where only the hand of God could go. I'll never forget him saying that. And he's lived with that. And brother, he's done good. And he's had to have more surgeries. But he sees a very, very specialist on October the 28th that he's had some other problems. And Lord willing, I believe they're going to be able to take care of that. You know what that is? That's the power of God. Seeing Ashley healed of cancer, that's the power of God. Hearing Amanda got a negative, that her report was good, that's the power of God. But listen, hey, we put the power of God all in physical healing. That's what this world, that's what the televangelist does. That's what the televangelist does. Everything they do in the name of the power of the Holy Ghost is physical. Are y'all okay? Inner ear infections. Arthritis. I wish they'd try dead. It's like roll grandma in there and say, hey, try that. I'm not being critical. Well, I guess I am. But it's all on the physical. Let me tell you what Jesus did. Let me tell you what Jesus did in my life. He raised the dead. Can I say it again? He did raise the dead. Ephesians chapter number 2, and you who were dead in trespasses and sin, hath He, what? Quickened. Amen. I was dead spiritually. He came in, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. He breathed on them boys, Brother Greg. He breathed on me, and I got the breath of life. I got the breath of eternal life. I came from a dead man to a life. Good God Almighty, somebody ought to help me. Thank God for the power of God unto salvation. It's the most powerful thing in the world. When a sinner is delivered from hell. Jesus told His disciples, He said, rejoice not that the devils are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. In other words, he was putting the miracle of salvation above any other miracle they might do. Amen. He missed the power of God. I don't want to miss the power of God. Amen. I read a church sign one time. It said, 1 week, W-E-E-K, without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. Does that make sense? Listen, I can't speak for you personally. I feel like I could, but I won't be that bold. But I can speak for me. I need church.
Amen.
Amen. I need the power of God. I believe this place, you know, they got these stations now. They got these stations where you can go and plug up your little sissy car. Somebody said, you're going to get an electric car when it'll pull a horse trailer and a bass boat. Amen. They got these places where you can go and plug up your little eco-friendly car. I want mine to blow black smoke. Amen. Care about the ozone. Anyway, ain't got nothing to do with sermon this morning. They got a place where you can go plug up your Leaf. I'm driving a car called a Leaf. Anyway, I'm glad God's got a place where we can come plug up our souls. You ever come in here dragging? I'm talking about had it. Beat down. You ever come to church and said, if God don't do something today, I'm out?
Yeah.
I've had about all I can stand. And somewhere in the service, it's like a bolt of lightning goes off in your soul. You know what that is? That's the power of God.
Yeah.
Power of God to charge you back up to go out yonder. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Our heart and our spiritual life is like a cell phone sometimes. We run it and we run it and we run it and we run it. If we fail to charge it, it's going to die. Amen?
Yeah.
We need to get back where the power of God is. Listen, he missed the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord. I'm winding down, I promise. Listen, not only that, in verse 19, he missed the peace of the Lord. He missed the peace of the Lord. Remember what he said to him? Peace be unto you. You know what? It scared him. It scared him when the Lord showed up out of nowhere. Can you imagine? Shazam! Where'd you come from? I imagine they were a little bit shocked and awe there. I mean, last they seen, his guts was hanging out and he was dead on the cross.
Amen.
And here he is standing in the middle of them. And he didn't even come through the door. He just appeared.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know what? It's that way sometime for first-time visitors.
Yes, sir.
Especially if it gets on.
Amen.
Especially if Brother Tommy, I don't know where he's at. Especially if Brother Tommy's here. Brother Tommy gets excited. Oh, he just gets tore up out of frame. I don't mean he nods his little head. I mean, he jumps up and goes, "Woo!" And people go. Get some of that First Baptist tap. Are they going to speak in tongues? Legina gets tore out of frame. Goes to shouting like a banshee engine. Oh, unnerves people. Amen. Y'all okay? Sometimes the supernatural scare the britches off of you. I had a buddy of mine come to church years ago. We're still in the old building. He got up and ran out of the building during the invitation. Thought he was having a heart attack. He just wasn't used to the Lord just showing up out of nowhere.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad he still shows up. I'm glad he shows up. But listen, when he showed up, Jesus said, it's okay. He said it to him again a few verses later, peace be unto you. He said, it's all right. He said, this is the good stuff.
Amen.
He said, peace be unto you. Listen, when the Lord shows up, peace shows up. It's hard to have the Lord and no peace at the same time. You know why? Because He is peace. Remember the Christmas story? What the angel said? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It didn't mean that the earth was at peace. It meant that peace left heaven and came to earth. He is peace. Amen. You said, "Well, I need some peace in my heart." You need Jesus. Amen. He missed the presence of the Lord. He missed the power of the Lord. He missed the peace of the Lord. In verse number 20, he missed the praises of the Lord. Amen. In verse number 20, look at it. Last part of the scripture there. He said, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. I doubt they sat there like a bunch of Baptists and went, well, hallelujah. Amen. No, I guarantee you there's more to it than that.
Amen.
Listen, when you have the presence of the Lord and you have the power of the Lord and you have the peace of the Lord, you will praise the Lord. Everybody don't praise the Lord the same. I shout. I run. I kick my heels. I have a time, man. Some people just weep and cry. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of godliness. I believe tears are spiritual, friend. They that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed. Is that right? Did I get that right? Shall come again with rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with them. Did I get that right? Amen. I believe there's something about sowing in tears. They that sow in tears, there we go, shall reap in joy.
Amen,
anyway, they missed the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the peace of the Lord. He missed the praise of the Lord. Somebody said, do y'all do praise and worship? Yeah. We just didn't know that's what you called it. We don't have a bunch of little fairy types with flags, you know. Not like a ballet. We don't... You know what I mean? It's just when they start singing about the goodness of God, we begin to praise and worship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Praise and worship has been around long before there was a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen? I don't want to miss the praise of the Lord. Hey, I enjoy seeing Brother Tommy get happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? I enjoy every now and then, Miss Denise, where's she at? I saw her a while ago. She's here somewhere. There she is. Every now and then, she'll get happy. I like that. I like it when Alyssa gets out. I didn't understand a word she said a while ago. That's all right. I knew what she meant. I translate that for you, brother. Y'all okay? I'm not making fun of you, hon. I knew exactly what she meant. I've been there when God is so good, all I can do is just, amen, He's just been so good to me. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss that. Why? Because some of it might rub off on me.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. It's hard no Tommy gets to shout and to sit there with a scowl look on my face. Amen. I know what he's shouting about. I helped him pray for that answered prayer. Amen. He missed the praises of the Lord. Verse number 21, he missed the promotion of the Lord. Look at verse 21. I'm almost done. Brother Todd, y'all can come ahead and get a song. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Wow. You know what he's fixing to do? He's fixing to bring them out of hiding. They were in hiding. They were afraid of the Jews. And the Lord said, even as the Father sent me, I'm fixing to send you. He said, it's just now getting started, boys. It's just now. Pentecost is coming. It's fixing to get started. You're fixing to start something that 2,000 years from now, a little old boy named Eddie White on a New Year's Eve is going to walk out of a New Year's Eve party, go to the preacher's house at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning and get born again because of what I'm starting in this room right here. Wow. They missed the promotions of the Lord. You say, I wonder why God didn't use me. Are you available? Have you made yourself available to God? Why not God to get glory out of my life? He's got to have it first.
Yes,
hey, Thomas, guess what? The Lord breathed on us. He breathed on us the Holy Ghost, and He's sending us out to preach the gospel. And Thomas said, doggone, why didn't He send me? You wasn't there.
Yeah.
When you miss out, you miss out.
Amen.
Y'all okay?
Yeah.
He missed the promotion of the Lord. Lastly, I'm done. He missed the provision of the Lord. God didn't just give them a commission. He gave them what they needed to get it done.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He didn't just call them. He equipped them. He breathed on them. Man, we ought to leave here this morning saying, Lord, breathe on us. Breathe on. Every time God breathes, something comes to life, don't it?
Yeah.
Amen. Every time God breathes, something gets up. Amen. God, breathe on me this morning. Hey, I'm not Thomas. I'm here, God. I'm here. I don't want to miss your presence. I don't want to miss your power. I don't want to miss the peace of God that passes all understanding. I don't want to miss the provision and the promotion. God, I need your touch this morning. I don't want to be a doubting Thomas. I want to be a believing whoever I am. Let's stand our feet this morning. They're going to sing in just a moment. But before they do, I wonder if we could just bow our heads this morning. Close our eyes. Nobody looking around. I wonder, in our midst this morning, is there someone who just truly, you don't know? You're really not sure that if you died just like you are, heaven would be your home? I'd like to pray for you more than anything in the world. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I'm not in the business of dragging people to an altar or calling you out publicly. I'd just like to pray for you. If you say, preacher, I'm not sure that I'm saved. I don't know if I died right now, if heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Just slip up your hand and put it right back down. Pray for me, preacher. If you can really have this settled and know in your heart, I'd like to get that settled today. How about it? How about this? Preacher, I know I'm saved. You couldn't make me doubt it. I know I'm saved. But yet, in my heart, there's doubt in my life. There's doubt about circumstances and situations. I don't want to doubt what God can do. I know you can't ask too much of God. Preacher, pray for me that I'd get rid of some of this doubt and replace it with faith. How about it this morning? Hands all over this building. God bless your heart. God bless your heart. I wonder if there's some this morning say, preacher, be honest with you. I feel like Thomas. I feel like Thomas. I really need him to show up. I really need a sign. I really need something from heaven this morning. Just to let me know God's still on my side and that I don't have to give up. How about it? God bless your heart. Thank you so much. Let's pray together, Father, as we come before you again this morning in Jesus' name. God, you saw every hand. You know every heart. Lord, I pray you deal with us accordingly. Lord, thank you for the day you stepped into my life like you did Thomas. Prove yourself unto me who you are and what you are. God, thank you for the many, 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 many days and dark, lonely nights you've done it since then. Thank you, Father, for understanding my weakness. Lord, when I doubt you the most, seems like you show up in the greatest way. Lord, I love you this morning. Lord, with all my heart, I just pray, God, have your way here today. Father, we'll give you glory for what you do, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.